So this is actually our second shiur in Inyonei Chanukah. We are in the midst of Chag HaOrais, and tonight we lit the second light of Chanukah. And the topic we will be discussing today is Birchas HaRoyeh. So on Shabbos Daf Chof Gimel, when Chazal deal with the different brachas of Ner Chanukah, HaRoyeh Ner Chanukah Mevorach She'osu Nisim L'Avoseinu B'Yom HaMahim B'Zman HaZeh. And I think there are four different ways to define what is the nature of this bracha of She'osu Nisim L'Avoseinu B'Yom HaMahim B'Zman HaZeh. And when I say four drachim, if you count properly, at the end of today's shiur, we'll have five, not four. But the fifth is a gewaldige chiddush, so I'll leave that to the end. One could argue that the bracha of She'osu Nisim, like the bracha of Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvoyse V'tzivonu L'Hadlek Ner Shel Chanukah, is actually a bracha that we are to recite on mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. It is associated with Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. However, when Chazal say HaRoyeh Ner Chanukah Mevorech, they mean to say HaRoyeh could also say the bracha. If you can't light, you're not missing out this bracha, even though it was primarily instituted for Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. We find a similar question regarding Birchas Shachiyonu that we say on various different mitzvahs. So one of the basic ideas that Rishonim explain, dealing with the question on which mitzvahs do we say Shachiyonu and on which mitzvahs don't we say Shachiyonu. So many Rishonim say we don't say Shachiyonu only on a mitzvah sheyesh bo simcha. And then the question is, how do we define Birchas Shachiyonu? Not the one we say on Pri Chodesh or Beged Chodesh or Yomim Toivim, but Shachiyonu we say on various different mitzvahs. Is that on mitzvah shel simcha or simcha shel mitzvah? And that is not a play of words, two different approaches, two different agdoras, two different definitions. Is the Shachiyonu on the mitzvah? However, not every mitzvah, only mitzvah sheyesh bo simcha. Or a Shachiyonu on simchas a mitzvah, and it's a fesans on simchas a mitzvah, then it is essentially, in a very fundamental way, the same bruch as pri chodesh beget chodesh. It is about simcha. Simcha, regardless of what the origin of that simcha is, whether it's a new purchase, a new beged, a new kli, a new pri, or a mitzvah that brings you happiness. Is Shachiyonu about simchas a mitzvah, or is it on the performance of the mitzvah? However, only mitzvah sheyesh bo simcha. So in Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Beis, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Godim, and it seems to be the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. When we learn that when you say Shachiyonu, put him in the morning, you have to be mechave, not only on Mikra Megillah. On Mikra Megillah, you already said a Shachiyonu by night. You have to be mechave on all the mitzvahs, all mitzvahs ayoyim, including Mishloach Monos, Matonos Avyoinim. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Godim. It is essential that the Baal Koreh is mechaven for those other mitzvahs, because if the Baal Koreh is not mechaven on the other mitzvahs, only on Mikra Megillah, it wouldn't help if the Shoimeya has intention to be yoitza other mitzvahs. It depends on the Baal Koreh. And I wonder, if Ploini makes a brocha on a Pri Chodesh, can't Alamoini be yoitza on a Beged Chodesh? Does it make a difference, the fact that the one that said a brocha said it on a pri, and the one that wants to be yoitza b'shomei koyin is mechaven to a beged? It would be strange to say that he's not yoitza, because if he is not yoitza, the mevorach says on his pri, and the yoitza says as another pri. So he said the brocha on a grape, and the other one wants to be yoitza on a fig. He can't be yoitza. Why would it make a difference? That's a pre-chodesh, that's a pre-chodesh, that's a pre-chodesh, that's a beged chodesh. So to me, goes without saying that as long as that we're in the realm of pre-chodesh, beged chodesh, doesn't make a difference which pre, which beged, it's all essentially the same. So why would mitzvahs be different? Why would it make a difference that the one that said a bruch was mechavena mikra megillah and the one that wants to be yoytzes mechavena mishloach monos? Why would that be different than pri chodesh and beget chodesh? Unless we say berchas shechiyanu on the mitzvahs is similar to berchas hamitzvah. If it would be on simchas hamitzvah, wouldn't be different than simchas apri or simchas beget. No, it's on the mitzvah. So if I said a bracha on this mitzvah, you cannot be yoytze on another mitzvah. It's not the same. So I asked the same shaila regarding not berchas shechiyanu, but berchas she'osu nisim la'avoseinu. Is it on hadlokas haner? However, Chazal say, so if you can't light and you're missing out hadlokah, you didn't miss out entirely the bracha. You could still say on riyah. But if you light, that is primarily, that is the primary reasoning that Chazal were metakan the bracha. It is fundamentally about hadlokas ner Chanukah. However, there is some kind of a supplementary tekona. If you can't light, you still could say the bracha on riyah. Or, no. This bracha is all about riyah. And even if you say the bracha when you light ner Chanukah, it is just because when you light, you also see. And this is a berchas riyah like any other berchas hariyah. That's a good comment. The nafkamina between the two different approaches would be a blind person. He definitely has the mitzvah of adlokas ner Chanukah because he has to do persumenisa for others. Would he say the brocha shosa nisam navasenu when he lights? According to approach number one, yes. According to approach number two, no. And approach number three would be the brocha is not necessarily on adlokas ner Chanukah, not even on Riyas Ner Chanukah, but actually on the Zman. And it is only a lechatchila. It is preferable to say the bracha when you light. If you can't say the bracha when you light, say it when you see. And if you can't even say it when you see, you still have to say it, because this is the Zman. She'osu nisim lavuseinu bayom ha'mehem uvizman hazeh. So after we have the three basic approaches and definitions, let's now go over five different shittas, and we'll try to place these shittas. How do they fit in with the basic categories, with the basic definitions? I just would be matriach someone, as I do every week. Could I have Mishneh Berurah Chelek Vav, the last Chelek of Mishneh Berurah? So, Siman Tov Reish, Ayin Vav, Siv Gemel. The Mechaber deals and explains Berchas Haroya. Tofrashayim Vav Siv Gemel. Mishalai Hidlek. Ve'eino yosid lahadlek biyoisei halaylo. Ve'gam ein madlikan olav bebeisoi. Kisharoya nerchanak imavorach shiyosin nisim. Mechaber makes it very clear. If you plan to light, then you don't see it when you see. So a person, Daven Marav, he's on his way home, and he sees to his right and to his left many Chanukiyas, many Neiris Chanukiyah. Does he say the bracha or not? The Mechaber makes it very clear. Mishelo hidlik, ve'einoy osid lahadlik b'yoyse laylo, ve'gam eimad likunol v'beisa. He is the one that says, that's the opinion of the Rashbo. But the Ritva and the Meiri bring different opinions, and they say, even if you do plan to light, but when you see, ein mavir nala mitzvahs. How could you ignore a mitzvah? You see Ner Chanukah. So their opinion is, even if you do plan to light later, when you see, you need to say the bracha. Because Eim Avin Ala Mitzvahs. And if you already said the bracha Shosanism, then when you light, you do not say it again. So if you light before seeing, then you say the bracha when you light the Ner. But if you saw Neiris Chanukah that others performed before you get home, then you say when you see. You say when you see. So, what is this machloikis between the Rashba and other opinions that dispute the Rashba's opinion? To me, it is clear that Rashba says it is preferable to say the bracha when you light Ner Chanukah, but that is the Ikar Tekona. And therefore, that overrides Emavin on a Mitzvah. And the Rashba makes it very clear. Yes, I am aware that there's a din Emavin on a Mitzvah. But Emavin on a Mitzvah would not necessitate being Mekayim a Mitzvah Boifin Shel B'diavad. It is preferable to say the bracha when you light Ner Chanukah. So the opinion of the Rashba is, the Ikar bracha is al adlokas Ner Chanukah. However, if you can't light for any given reason, then you still could say the bracha Roya Ner Chanukah. But if you plan to light later, you don't say the bracha al Hariya. The Ritva and the Miri bring other opinions of dissent, and they say, if you see Ner Chanukah before lighting, then you say the bracha earlier because Eim Avin on a Mitzvah. Their basic opinion is, this is Berchus HaRoya. Even when you light, you only say the bracha because you see the Ner that you light. And if it's Berchus HaRoya, then Eim Avin on a Mitzvah. If you see, you need to say the bracha. There is a third opinion which the Ritva also brings, and that is a bigger Chiddush. And the third opinion is, when you see Ner Chanukah on your way home, before you get home and you light your own night, you say the bracha. And then when you light, you say it once again. And that is a mitzias in which a person would say Berchus HaRoya twice in the same evening. However, even this opinion would agree that if you said the bracha when you lit Ner Chanukah in your home, and then you see another one, you don't say the bracha once again. And why is that? I think this opinion maintains there are two different sibbis to say Berchus HaRoya. Berchus HaRoya is al adloka lechud v'al ariya lechud. And therefore, the ariya is just as important as the adloka. So when you're on your way home and you're roya Ner Chanukah, ein mavin al ha-mitzvah. Ein mavin al ha-mitzvah. But when you get home and you perform the mitzvah adlokas Ner Chanukah, you have to say it again. So when you see two Neres Chanukah b'zeh achar zeh, you only say the bracha when you first saw Ner Chanukah. You don't say it 10 times in every Ner you see. And if you lit Ner Chanukah, you don't say it again when you go out of your house and you see Ner Chanukah. But when you said it on Riyah, you say it again on the Hadlokah. And this proves that there are two different sivis and two different reasons for one to say Berchus HaRoya Shoseh Nisim Raviseinu al Ariya Lechud v'al HaHadlokah Lechud. So these are three different shittas. The Rashba says, Osed lahadlik b'yoyse lailu doesn't say al Ariya, even though ein mavin al ha-mitzvahs. But kiyum ha-mitzvah lechatchila overrides ein mavin al ha-mitzvahs, and the ikar tekona was al ha-hadlokah. If you can't light, and you're going to miss out the mitzvah of Adlokas Ner Chanukah, it is only then that you could say the bracha al Ariya. But that is somewhat of a b'di'eved. The Ritva maintains, no, it's Berchus HaRoya and Berchus HaRoya bilvad. And therefore, Eim Avin on a mitzvah. And if you said the bracha when you saw Ner Chanukah, you don't say it again when you're madlik. Opinion number three is the Yesh Oimrim that the Ritva and the Meiri bring. You say it when you see, and you say it again when you light. But you never say it twice, al ariya bilvad. So this would prove hadlokas aner is a sibba to say the brocha, and ariya aner is a sibba to say the brocha. And therefore, mavorech al ariya, v'choizer v'mavorech al ha-hadloka. Aval einenu chozer levarech pamayim al ariya bilvad. Which brings us to opinion number four, which is a big surprise, and the Achroinim weren't aware of. Tshuvas HaRambam Pe'era Do Reish Chav Beis. And the Rambam was asked, Mi Shehidlik Ner Chanukah V'mavorech, V'choyzer V'madlik, Hayim Tzorech Lachzer V'lavorech. And the Rambam says, if his intention when he first said the bracha was to be choyzer V'madlik once again, then the first brocha parted all his adlokas. But when he said the brocha on the first adlokah, he had no intention of being madlik once again, then he has to say a brocha again. And there's a machloikis between the Bisyosef and Chayodim and other achroinim. What does the Bisyosef, what does the Ramba mean, and what is he dealing with choyza umadlik? One approach, one pshat is, a person had only one ner and one psila. and he didn't have enough oil, enough shemen. So originally, he just was mekayim the mitzvah of Neresh HaBeisoi. And then he gets more oil, a new ner, more psilis. And now he wants to be mekayim ahadrin, ner lekol echod v'yechod, or mahadrin mina mahadrin moisev v'hoylech. Does he need to say the brocha again? And the Rambam says, if originally when he said the brocha, he wasn't aware that he's going to get more oil or more psilis, and he had no intention of patterning the later hadlaka, then he needs to say the brocha again. Which would be a big chiddush that a person says the brocha on hidur mitzvah. It is only mahadrin, but that's one pshat in the Rambam. The other pshat is, person lighted ner Chanukah in his home, but then his neighbor or other people ask him, could you come over to our house and light in our house as well? And then he is moitzi the others with the hadlaka and the brocha. And he says the brocha again. And that is the pshat of the chayodim. But this pshat is problematic. If he lights in another person's house, he has to say the brocha still be moitzi those other people. So what's the shaila? He doesn't say it for himself. If he lights ner Chanukah in another home, then he has to be moitzi those other people. Unless we say those other people aren't home. If they aren't home, they don't have to be madlik ner Chanukah, but they will be coming home later. But what is problematic with both these pshotim? And maybe they had another nuscha of the Rambam. But in our Peiredor, the Rambam writes, Choyzer v'madlik u'mevorech afilu mea po'omim. Afilu mea po'omim. V'chein bebirchas haroya. So, according to the first pshat, can't be mea po'omim, unless a person has 100 children. And he didn't marry off any of those 100 children. They're all in his house, because if they married, they need to be madlik in their own homes. So how would we understand if the question is, he didn't have enough neiris and psilis, and now he got more, and he wants to be yoitza lemahadrin, or mahadrin mina mahadrin. So how would we understand the filum mea po'omim? According to the second pshat, it also was a big doichik. What? 100 times he was invited to light candles in other people's homes. My understanding in the Rambam is, and it's a chiddush, but the Rambam maintains that a person could be madlik neiros Chanukah even 100 times. He was madlik in his home. But wherever you are with a group of people, and there's persum and issa, you could be madlik neiros Chanukah with a brocha. So Pesach Beisim Mebuchutz is a requirement when you are madlik ner Chanukah at home. But there is a mitzvah at Lokas ner Chanukah and Persu Menisa wherever you are. Afilu mea pa'omim. If there's a big group of people and it's Persu Menisa, you could be madlik with a brocha. So this is a halacha we do not find in any other of the Rishonim. And, well, one could doubt and dispute whether this is a halacha psuke, but to me it is clear that's the kavon of the Rambam. But referring to the topic of tonight's shiur, the Rambam says, V'chein be'birchas haroya. And the Rambam's opinion is, you could say birchas haroya 100 times in one night. And whenever you see a ner Chanukah once and twice and three times, if you don't see them b'chode machte, and you weren't mechaven with your brocha to be patter them all, you could say birchas haroya many times. Haroya v'choyzer v'roya, v'choyzer v'roya, mavorach al kol riya v'riya. So this is not a new definition or a new approach, but it is a new psak and a fascinating one. Because all the previous shittas would agree at least on one point. You cannot say the brocha twice on the same reason. So we had one shitta. If you said brocha al riya, choyzer mavorach al adlaka. But you can't say the brucha twice on two adlukas or twice on two rias. According to the Rambam, you could. Choyzo mavorech afilo mea po'omim. Bein berches adlukah, ubein berches hariyam. So those are three approaches. Number four, the Me'iri writes, Yeshoim. If you cannot light, and neither can you see, you happen to be Chanukah, somewhere in Central Africa. You know, it's very hard to think of a city in which there ain't any Jews. I don't know whether to say Baruch Hashem or not, but that is the reality of the world today. we are everywhere. I wish we would be more in Eretz Yisrael, but the Meiri says, if you happen to be in a town in which you cannot light, neither do you see an Erech Hanukkah, because you're the only Jew around, and you don't have oil, you don't have psilis, you still say Shoso Nisan Lavisayni B'yom HaMehim B'zman HaZeh. So according to the Meiri, Lechetchili, you say it when you light. If you can't light, you say it when you see. But if you cannot light, and neither can you see, you still say the bracha. And the basic understanding of this shita is what we find in She'iltas de Rav Achai, She'ilta Chovav. The She'iltas explains that Makayim Vizman are related. And just like we find the Mishnah in Brochas, Haroya Mokim Shenasu Nisim Li Yisrael Mevorech Shosu Nisim Lavu Yisayinu B'Mokim Hazeh. The same concept deals with Zman. So when you come to a Zman Shenasu Nisim Lavu Yisayinu, you have to say Shosu Nisim Lavu Yisayinu B'Yom HaMehem U'Bizman Hazeh. So this comparison that the She'iltas writes proves that just like an Mokim, has nothing to do with your performing a mitzvah. You see the place, it is the same when you get to the Zman. Mokem and Zman are the same idea. And I think that is the basis of the shita quoted by the Meiri. If you could neither light nor see, you still make the Brocha Shosa Nisam Lavashenu. And that is a different approach, essentially, to the Birchas Araya, She'osu Nisam Lavashenu, B'yom HaMehem B'zman HaZeh. Let's get back to the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch. Mi sheloi hidlek ve'eino yosed lehadlik b'yoyse laila ve'gam ein madliken olav b'toich b'esoy k'sheroi aner chanakim avorach sho'osu nisim. It's clear in Shulchan Aruch, Tofrei Shayim Vav Siv Gimel, im madliken olav b'toich b'esoy, he doesn't say sho'osu nisim. And that's a pella. Why not? Why not? Why is it relevant, Madlikin Ola Bebeisoy? So he's Yaitzah with the Hadlaka, but he isn't Yaitzah with the Bracha. And if Haroya Ner Chanukah Tzorach Levorech, why shouldn't he say a Bracha wherever he is when he sees Ner Chanukah? So his wife said the Brachas in another city, in another town, Madlikin Ola Bebeisoy. So he's Potter from the Hadlaka. But why wouldn't he say the Bracha Sheyisalam Isleinu? A person cannot be Yoitza Bracha, which he doesn't hear. The only way you could be Yoitza Brachas is Shomea Koina. Madlikin Ola Bebeisa, why should he miss the Bracha of Shosan Isam Lavishenu? This aloch is also the Rashba. And the Rashba says, Loi Motzinu Bishumokoi Mishiyotsu Yedechavosoi Bemitzvah Choyzeru Mavorech Oleho. That's a big Chiddush. But this isn't Birchas HaMitzvah. We understand that he cannot say Asher Kedushonu B'mitzvoyse V'tzivonu L'Hadlik Nerech Shel Chanukah because he's not lighting. But why wouldn't he say Sho'osu Nisim? This proves that the Rav Shubha's understanding is like I explained before. Sho'osu Nisim is Al HaHadlaka. So even regarding Sho'osu Nisim, so when Chazal say Haroya Ner Chanukah Tzorach Levorech, it is only if he wasn't madlik. Either he wasn't madlik, nor madlikin ola bebeisoy. Avin a madlikin ola bebeisoy, and bebeisoy that said the brocha she'osu nisim, then he cannot say that brocha once again. And the Ritva l'shitosoy, just like the Ritva scholek on the Rashman, he says, you need to make Birchas Haroya before your Madlik. The Ritva is also Choylek on this then, and he says, Madlikin Ola Bebeisoy, but why wouldn't he say the Brocha Shosa Nisim? Because if we maintain and understand that the Brocha Shosa Nisim Lavisenu is on the rear, then there is no reason that Madlikin Ola Bebeisoy, he shouldn't say Shosa Nisim. He didn't see. So why would that be relevant, Madlikin Ola Bebeisoy? Well, his wife, she saw the Ner Chanukah, and therefore she said the Brucha. But he didn't see, why wouldn't he make the Brucha right here and now? So these two halachas, Misha Osed Lahadlik, Ba'oisei Halaylo, and Misha Midlikin Ola Bebeisoi, are two sides of the same coin. And the Rashba maintains, Osed Lahadlik, he doesn't say Brocha Lariya, and that is the reason he maintains Madlikin Ola Bebeisai, he doesn't say the Brocha Lariya. Because in his opinion, it is a Brocha Al Hahadloka. Loy Motzinu Mishiyotze B'mitzvah Choyzer Amavorach Oleyo. The Ritva maintains, no, this Brocha has nothing to do with the Hadloka. It's only Lachatchila, just like we learn in Sukkah Daf Memvav. Sukkah Memvav, there's a Halacha. Shechiyonu on Sukkah originally should be said when you build the Sukkah. However, Rav Kahana or Yosodron ala Kois. Rav Kahana says it is preferable to say all the brochas when you say Kiddush first night of Sukkah. And that is when you say Shechiyonu. In a similar way, according to the Ritva, this is Betz and Birchas Hariya, but it's preferable to say all the brochas ala Ner. When you are Madlik Nechanak, you also see it. So this is when you should say the Brocha. So the Mechaber on both counts, paskins, in accordance to the Shitta of the Rashba. Madlikin ola bebeisai, einoi mevorach al ariya. But there seems to be a contradiction of the Shulchan Aruch. We just learned Tofresh Ayin Vav Siv Gimel, and now we turn a page to Tofresh Ayin Zayin Siv Gimel. And I read the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, Shaimrim Shiafal Pisha Madlikin Ola Betoich Beisoi, Imu Bamokim Shaim Bo Yisrael Madlik Bebrochois. Madlikin Ola Bebeisoi. But he is in a town once again. No one is in town. There is no Nechanakah to be seen. But he does have the means to be Madlik. Afal Pisha Madlikin Ola Bebeisoi, Madlik Bebrochois. And the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is brochos, not one, both brochos. Why? In Tofresh Ayin Vav, he says, Madlikin Ola Bebeisai, he cannot say Birchas Araya, because Madlikin Ola Bebeisai. So why does he say Birchas Araya here? Yesh Oimrim, Shi'afal Pisha Madlikin Ola Betoich Beisai, Imu Bamukam She'em B'Yisrael Madlik Bebrochos. Then Amo says, Ki chayev lirois haneirois, v'chein no yagin. Chayev lirois haneirois, v'chein no yagin. The Mishnah Brura says, yes, it's a stira. In Tofresh Ayin Vav, in Paskins, in accordance to the Rashba. Tofresh Ayin Zayin, he brings a dissenting opinion. And therefore, lahalacha, lekula, and one should not be noyig this sif in Tofresh Ayin Zayin. That's a pillar. Usually we go to extremes to B'miyasha V'stir and Shulchan Aruch. And if the Mechaber brings a dissenting opinion, why does he bring it here and not there? Derech HaShulchan Aruch B'kol Mokim, if he wants to bring Emachloikis, in Tofresh Ayin Vav, Siv Gimel, he would say, Misha Medlikin Ola Bebeisoi, Einu Mevorech Bechzeroi, V'yesh Oimrim Shemevorech. So the Mishnah Brura maintains, and that is the opinion of the Pri Chodesh and some other Achroinim, it's a stira. Umishum kach, sofek brochas lokar, and you don't say the brocha. I think the Mama Mordechai is right, and the Mama Mordechai says it's not a stira. There is a chiev to see Ner Chanukah, and that is the Mordechai. Persimonissa necessitates not only being madlik, but also seeing. It is not only lighting Ner Chanukah for others, even the one that lights have to be on the receiving end as well. He lights Ner Chanukah, but he should see as well. So usually, if you light, you see. You don't necessarily have to see someone else's Ner Chanukah, you could see your own. However, if a person is in a town and he cannot see Ner Chanukah, Madlikin Ola Bebeisai, that would be sufficient for the Hadlukah. But he needs to see. And in order to see, he needs to light. And if he needs the light, he has the chiyuv of Hadlokas Nechanukah, and he can say both brochas. Not only Berchas Aroya, but Berchas Hadlokah as well. That is an extension of the mitzvah of Rias Nechanukah. It's a big chiddush. But that's the kavon of the Mordechai, who was the source of this halacha, and that's the psak of Shulchan Aruch. And I think the Mama Mordechai is more reasonable than to say this is a stira. That is not the way we usually learn the Shulchan Aruch. We go out of our way to understand the Shulchan Aruch. And if the Shechinah wants to bring two opinions, it wouldn't be one in Tofrei Shai and Vov and the other in Tofrei Shai and Zion. So I think the Mama Mordechai is right. There's a chiyuv to be madlik na Chanukah, to show the nes for others, but there's also a chiyuv to see. And you need to participate in putting on an Ner Chanukah for others to see and seeing Ner Chanukah as well. And therefore, if you happen to be in a place in which no one else is lighting Ner Chanukah, you have a chiyuv to be madlik in order to see. And this is mechadash a chiyuv gomer of adlaka. And therefore, you are not yoitze b'masha medlikin ola b'beisoy. And you need to say the both brachas, not only Shiosim Nisim, but Lahadlik Ner Chanukah as well. That would be my understanding, and I think that is the Ma'amar Mordechai. I've never been in this situation, and I assume that most of us haven't been in this situation, because everybody makes an effort, usually Chanukah, to be with his family, b'toich ami yonoichi yosheves, but theoretically, it could happen. You happen to be somewhere out there on Chanukah, and Ner Chanukah is nowhere to be seen. So if you happen to be in Manhattan, you could always see those huge Chanukiyas, 30 meters in height, but you can't be yotze on those. In my opinion, no, you can't be yotze with an electricity in Ner Chanukah. And now we come to approach number five, which is the biggest chiddush of them all. But that is my understanding in Tosfos. So Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav asks, why don't we find the concept of Birchas Aroya in any other mitzvah besides Ner Chanukah? Why don't we find Birchas Aroya by Sukkah and Lulav? Tosfos says, Oni Ner Chanukah, Mishum Sheyesh Harba Anoshim She'ein Lehem Bayis. And they don't have the means and the opportunity to be mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah al Pesach beisur mebechutz. And therefore they were metaken a brucha for Rias Ner Chanukah. In other teretz, chibas haneis. And Tosa says, I prefer teretz number two. Because it is only with teretz number two that we understand why isn't there Birchas Aroya by Mezuzah? According to the first teretz, if Birchas Aroya is because many people don't have a house, obviously once upon a time there were more homeless people than we know today. There are too many today, but maybe once there were many more. So the reason Chazal were metaken Birchas Aroya, harba anosha she'ein lehem bayis. So if that is the reason, they should be metakan Birchas Aroya and Mezuzah as well. But if it's because Chibas HaNeis, then we understand why there is no Birchas Aroya and Mezuzah. And I wonder exactly what Brucho would one say when he sees a Mezuzah. What would he say? She'osu Nisim L'Avisenu B'Yom HaMahim B'Zman HaZeh. What does Mezuzah have to do with Nisim? And in Tosfos Kasha, Tosfos asks, why don't we find Birchas Aroya by other mitzvahs? Kigon, Sukkah ve'lulav. So what bruchu would one say when he sees lulav? She'osu nisim? I'm not aware that lulav is associated with nisim. It's associated with sukkahs, and sukkahs is a zeichel anani akovet, but the lulav is not a zeichel anani akovet. So what bruchu exactly would one say when he sees a lulav? There is room for discussion even by sukkah. What bracha would one say when he sees a sukkah? She'osin nisim l'avisein, which is zechel anani akovet. But Tosfos, it's a stiras of Tosfos, psochem and megillah. But Tosfos does maintain that af hen hoyo b'yoyse enes is only b'mitzvahs d'rabbanan, not b'mitzvahs d'oraisa. And probably, the basis of this chiddush is b'mitzvahs d'oraisa, lo yedarshin en tama d'kro. However, by sukkahs, the pasuk specifically says, "Ki b'sukkahs ashafti es bnei Yisrael b'tzioisim ne'eretz Mitzrayim." So, by sukkah, yes, we probably would say, "Why don't we say she'osu nisim l'avisenu?" But how about lulav? Lulav is not associated with nisim. How about mezuzah? So, my understanding, in accordance to Tosfos, would be this, and I know it's a totally novel and new approach, but I think there's no other way to understand Tosfos. Berachas Haroya is not essentially about Nisim. Berachas Haroya basically is, Chazal were mitaken, when a person doesn't have the opportunity or the means to be mekayem a mitzvah, at least he could say a bruchu when he sees others performing that mitzvah. And in that way, he has a chelik in the mitzvah, even though he isn't really performing the mitzvah. But if you can do it, at least see others do it. And in a way, you could participate in the mitzvah by saying a bracha. And that is why Tosfos asks, why do we find this concept only by Ner Chanukah and not by other mitzvahs, Sukkah, Lulav? If this mitzvah essentially would be all about Neis, about Hoidoy al Anes, expressing gratitude for Nisim, it would have nothing to do with Lulav or Mezuzah. So the basic approach and the fundamental understanding of Berachas Haroya is some mitzvahs require means. If you don't have a house, you can't do Ner Chanukah. If you don't have a house, you can't put on a mezuzah. Some people can't afford Dalet Minim. Others can't afford a sukkah. So if you can be Mekayim, the mitzvah, you still could say a bracha when you see others performing the mitzvah. And then question number two would be, so what bracha do we say? So if it's a mitzvah that's associated with Nisim, you say Shoseh Nisim Lavoiseinu. What would we say on mezuzah? Actually, we don't say. But what would we say on mezuzah if only the first teretz of Tosfos would be the relevant one? Harbanoshim Shein Lehem Bayis. My guess, we would say Asher Kedushonu B'mitzvos V'Tzivonu Al Mitzvas Mezuzah. Not Lekvoya Mezuzah, because it's not Koveya. So what would we say when we see people benetilas lulav, and you don't have a lulav? You can't say Asher Kedushonu B'mitzvos V'Tzivonu Al Netilas Lulav, because you're not Noitel. You would say Al Mitzvas Lulav. That is my feeling. It's not relevant halacha l'maaseh, because Tosfos does explain why we do not find this bracha by lulav or by mezuzah. But Tosfos doesn't say outright, because it's all about neis. Yeah, that's the second teretz in Tosfos, but not the first one. So Tosfos does see at least a theoretical possibility that we should say this bracha on lulav and mezuzah, which proves that there is room to understand that this bracha is not essentially about Nisim. It is a takona miuchedes. There are those mitzvahs which not everybody could perform. If you don't have a house, you're losing out mezuzah and Chanukah. If you don't have the means, you might be losing out sukkah, lulav. So Chazal were metaken. If you can't perform the mitzvah, at least you could say a bracha seeing others performing it. And when this idea occurred to me, I suddenly remembered and understood with a new light the fascinating Dark Moshe in Simen Ches. In Hilchas Tzitzis, the Dark Moshe complains that most taliskotans that people wear don't have a shear, and people aren't yoitze the mitzvah of tzitzis. So the Dark Moshe says, therefore it is preferable on your taliskot not to say lehis atev betzitzis, but rather al mitzvahs tzitzis. And a menchas osha, parsha shalach, the menchas osha is tameya. If it doesn't have a shear, it's a brocha levatola, regardless of what formulation you use. What's the difference whether you say lesata betzitzis or mitzvah tzitzis? If you're not mekayim mitzvah tzitzis, how could you say a brocha? So the Dark Moshe is a pella. So I wrote two drochim, but I'm not very happy about both drochim. But according to what we say now, something new. Loi gora meberches haroya. Maybe it is gora meberches haroya, because if it's puches mekashir, but at least we understand that al mitzvahs is different than al achilas, al netilas, lekvoya mezuzah. It is an expression of gratitude that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us these mitzvahs. And my understanding would be if, it's a big if, but it's a relevant if we would say and find Birchas Aroya Balulav and Mezuzah, what would that brocha be? Definitely not Shosen Nisim Lavuiseinu. It would be Al Mitzvahs Mezuzah, Al Mitzvahs Lulav. And that is according to the same basic approach of the Darke Moshe. When you say Al Mitzvahs, it does not necessarily have to be that you're performing the mitzvah. And that would be a new approach. Theoretically, we could ask the same question by tefillin. Now, I want to once again emphasize something. I said it before, but I want to stress it again. Lamaisa, we do not find any shitta that there is Berchas Aroya by Lulav or by Mezuzah. But still, we have to understand Tosfos. Tosfos says, according to my first suggestion, that Berchas Aroya is because Harban Oshem Shein Lehem Bayis, then why wouldn't we say the Brochan Mezuzah? And even according to the other pshat, why wouldn't we say it on Lulav or on Sukkah? So Tosfos says, Lulav and Sukkah, everybody could afford a Lulav or sit in someone's Sukkah. But if you don't have a house, you can't perform Mezuzah, you can't perform Nechanek. Okay. So what I'm trying to explain is we do not find a shitta that there is Berchas Aroya by any other mitzvah besides Nechanukah. And there ain't any Berchas Aroya by any other mitzvah besides Nechanukah. But still, the entire dialogue, the entire discussion in Tosfos proves that theoretically there could be a Berchas Aroya by Lulav and by Mezuzah. And I ask, what bracha would that be? So even though Lamaisa, there is no Berchas Aroya by these other mitzvahs, but it does prove what is the basic understanding, what is Berchas Aroya about. So in my opinion, Berchas Aroya is, if you can't perform the mitzvah, at least you have a bracha when others perform it, which brings us to question number two. What would the formulation of that bracha be? So many times, I apologize and I say, if I would live 900 years ago, this is what I would say. And I also use that same apology regarding what I'm saying right now. Berchas Aroya is not fundamentally dafke about Nissan. Maybe according to Tosfos' second Teretz it is, but definitely not according to the first Teretz. It is those mitzvahs in which not everybody could perform. Talmud Torah, everybody could learn. Tefillah, everybody could daven. But there are mitzvahs that demand means, and sometimes excessive means. If you don't have a house, you don't have Pesach Beisum Mebechutz. If you don't have a house, you don't have mitzvahs mezuzah. So those mitzvahs, Chazal gave an opportunity to people that can't perform the mitzvah, you could still say a bracha when you see the mitzvah. It still would leave us with another question. So how often would one say the Berchas Aroya and Mezuzah? Now, Chanukah probably once a year, only when it's Chanukah. Lulav, Sukkot. So, theoretically, if there would be Berchas Aroya and Mezuzah, when would one say that bracha? So once again, I would suggest, not every time you see a mezuzah, but every time you see someone being koveya mezuzah. So he is performing the mitzvah befoal. You don't have that opportunity. Say it when you see his performance. And the same with lulav. If you see a lulav in the shop, you don't say the bracha. But when you see people shuckling their lulav and you don't have one, you could say the bracha when they do it. And what would the nusach ha-brocha be? Not shiyosu nisim lavaseinu, because lulav and mezuzah are not associated with nisim. So I would suggest Al mitzvahs lulav, al mitzvahs mezuzah. And that would make it a bit easier to also appreciate and understand the dark emotions. Simeches, you have a telescope and it doesn't really have the Shia, but you could still say al mitzvahs tzitzis. So we had some interesting chidushim today and five basic approaches to Birchas Haroya. Five approaches that explain six different opinions and shittas. And it's all about the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, which proves how central this mitzvah is. So almost every time I speak about Hanukkah, I speak about the connection and the kesher that Hanukkah has with Torah, ki nero mitzvah v'toyra or. And many times I explain the fact that the Ramban says Malchus Beis Hashminoi could have no continuity because it was an illegitimate Malchus. There is no Malchus B'Yisrael, only from Shevet Yehuda and from Zera Beis David. And the Hashminoim were Mizera Levi. When Moshe Rabbeinu gives brochas to the 12 tribes in Parshas V'zoisa Brocha, and when he benches Shevet Levi, Mechatz Mosnayim, Mosnayim, Komov, Rashi explains that is a brocha for Beis Hashminoi. Yud Beis Bonim Hayula Hashminoi, which is a Chiddush. We only know five names. But Rashi brings, he had 12 children, and they waged war against the Greeks. 12 Keneged Yud Beis Shifteka. And Moshe Rabbeinu sees the future, and he prophesies, and he benches Shevet Levi, and he speaks about the Hashmenoim. So it was only once in the story of the Jews that it was Malchus, not from Shevet Yehuda, from Shevet Levi. And then Ramban explains this Malchus wasn't legitimate and therefore it had no future. So why was the Hashgacha that way and why did it have to be? In Libi Oimeli, because Gzeres Yevonim was Lashkicham Terosecha. And therefore this struggle had to be dealt with Shevet Levi, which is the Shevet HaTorah. Ki Sifsei Koyen Yishmer Adas V'Torah Yevachim Epiyu. Shevet Levi was the only Shevet that had no chelek v'nachala ba'oretz, Hashem hinachlosam. And they dedicated their lives to avodas hamikdash. And not only to avodas hamikdash, but to teaching Torah and to disseminating Torah. So this struggle, which is a struggle about kiyum haTorah, had to be, the spearhead had to be Shevet Levi. And that is why it was hashgacha that there should be Malchus, which is not Mishevet Yehud. So there's a fascinating Seder Olam, and I don't know whether all of you know what is Seder Olam. What is the first Jewish history book? People aren't aware. It's not the Tanakh. The Tanakh isn't really a systematic history. The Tanakh is Tanakh. That's Kisvei HaKodesh. There are tremendous gaps in the Tanakh because it was never meant to be a narrative, a historical narrative. So Dubnov, Gretz, no. Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, one of the greatest Tanoim, Rabbi Yisenu Shebedorim, one of the five later disciples of Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef, wrote Seder Olam Rabosi. And it's quoted twice in Shas, many more times in Rashi, but in Yevomis Peivov and in Nididav Memvov, in Shas Bavli, the Gemara quotes Seder Olam. And that is Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. And when he comes to the Tkufa of Yavon, Bizman Bayis Sheni, and I'm quoting, Echod Melach Gibor, Hu Alexandros Mogadon, Shemalach Shnei Mesor Shono, Ad Kan Hayu Misnabim Beruach HaKodesh, Mekan Ve'elach, Hat Oznachu Ushma Divrei Chachomim. Which is fascinating. It's an interesting comment. So when he comes to the Tkufa, the golden Tkufa of the Greek Empire, Alexander was one of the greatest conquerors in the history of the world. And his conquests spread through Europe and Northern Africa and Asia. So Seder Olam says, Melech Gibor Kam, Hu Alexander Moikten, Shemolach Shnei Mesoshona. Ad Kan, Hoye Misnaben Beruach HaKodesh. Mekan Ve'elechat Oznachu Lishmoye Divrei Chachomim. And the Gaon has some Hagos on Seder Olam. The Gaon went through the entirety of Torah Shebal Peh, and he has what to say everywhere. So in Hagos Agro on Seder Olam, he makes a very short comment. Ad kan oyem esnabem beruach hakodesh perush Mishahagus Yetzahara, da avoda zara, batla hanevuah. We never knew that when the Gemara tells the story that they destroyed the Yetzahara of avoda zara, that coincides with Alexander the Great. But that is what the Gra says. And Rabbeinu Nissim, in his introduction to Shas, it's printed in Shas Vilna in the beginning of Masechet Brachos. Ki havenochas rav lebavel, that's the keta that starts. Bishnas tof kun shon tof kuf shon lepisu kanavua, asher utchilas mamshelas Alexander, ki az hayta tchilat malchuto. So with Alexander the Great, that was the golden period of the Greek Empire. And that coincided with the struggle of the Hashmonaim and the Greeks, Bisman Bayez Sheini, Posko Hanavua. Mekan ve'elech hat az nechu l'shmoya divrei chachomim. And my feeling was, the Nevuah was relevant to fight avodah zarah. Keneged avodah zarah, we had Nevi'im. Avodah zarah doesn't really make much sense the way we see it. Neither does Nevuah. Nevuah is prophecy. Nevuah comes men ashomayim. But when Chochmas Yavan started to take hold of Beis Yisrael, Nevuah wouldn't be enough. Only Chochmas HaTorah. Ze le'um hazeh, keneged Chochmas Yavan. Nevuah would no longer be sufficient. Mekan ve'elech, hat oznachu lishmoya divre chacham. V'choshech al p'nei tahoim, in the story of creation, of Briyas Oilam, the first day of Briya, v'choshech al p'nei tahoim, the Medrash says, zu chochmas yavan. That was the light to the Greeks, to many other nations, but that was choshech to Yisrael. And the only thing that could safeguard the kiyum of Yisrael in this new tkufa of enlightenment is Chochmas HaTorah, no longer Nevuah. So the Gaon says, Misha Pasko, Misha Horgu Yetzehara, the Avodah Zarah Paska HaNevuah. And the godless of Torah and the tremendous flourishing of Torah coincides, according to Seder Olam, with the decline of Nevuah. Misha Paska HaNevuah, that was the golden period of Torah Shebalpeh. So Anshe Knesset Agdoila were in the Tkufa of Nes Purim, and the first generation of Tanuim Chachmei HaMishnah, that was coincides with the period of Chanukah. And that is when the golden period of Torah Shebalpeh started. And that was an unprecedented flourishing of Torah. In the times of the Hashmonaim, in the time of Malchus of Alexander Moikta. And Bechlal in the Tkufa of Bayez Sheini. So in Pirkei HaCholos, HeCholos, the Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, Perek Chav Zayin, we learn, Kach Omer Rabbi Kiva Mishum Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Miyoyim Shenitne Torah Liyesuol Ad Shenivna HaBayez HaAchroin, Torah Nitno, Aval Hadoro V'Yekoro, Kvoido Gduloso Visif Arto. Eimoso Pachdo Vieroso. Oishro Vigoino Vigavoso. Mimshalto Vigviroso. Loinitnu Ad Shenivna Habayis Uachroin. And especially the Nes of Chanukah, which was right in the middle of the Tkuf of Bayis Sheini. And the Rambam writes, from Nes Chanukah to the end of Bayis Sheini was 200 years. And those 200 years was the Tkufa of the Mishnah. Starting off with the Zugis, Hillel and Shammai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and his great disciple, Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanos, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yoseinu Shebedori. That was the Tkufa, which came directly, started off with the Neis Chanukah. Kishaposka HaNevuah, Mekan Ve'elech HaTozenachor, Lishmoye Divrei Chachomim. And ba'oimek ha'dvorim libi yoimeli. Nevuah was sufficient when the struggle was against Avodah Zorah. In this new struggle against the enlightenment of Chochmas Yavon, Nevuah would no longer be enough. Only Chochmas HaTorah. And that was the Hashgacha Elyona. Mekan ve'elech hat oznecho lishmoya divrei chachomim. So it is interesting, but the Or HaGonez has a shaychus with Ner Chanukah. Sefer HaRokeach. And the Rokeach was one of the first Mekabolim, Bizman Rabbi Seinu Rishonim. He writes that the Lamed Vovneiris, Mahadrim and Mahadrim, is indicative of the Lamed Vov Shoas She'Or HaGonez Shimesh Bo'olam. Whatever happened with that Or HaGonez? Roa Kodesh Bocho Shoein Oilem Kedailoi Omed Veganza. Where? So the Medesh Tanchum in Parshas Noach says Gonza Betoira. And the Tamid Baal Shem Tov bring the same from the Baal Shem Tov. Nignaz Betoira. But it also comes to be in the Ner HaChanukah. Lamed Vovneiris Keneged Or HaGonez. So Rav Pinchas Mekoras was one of the great disciples of the Baal Shem Tov. And many times I speak to Bochum, especially young Bochum, and I ask, Lamed Vav, does that bring to mind some other Lamed Vav? So the Baal Shem Tov says, Lamed Vav Neres HaKoneged Lamed Vav, and all the kids shout, Lamed Vav Tzadikim. Well, what would we expect the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov to say? I'm not Lamed Vav Tzadikim. But Rav Pinchas Koretz doesn't speak about Lamed Vav Tzadikim. He says that the Lamed Vav Neiris Chanukah coincide with Lamed Vav Mesechtes. Lamed Vav Mesechtes of what? Shesha Sidra Mishnah has how many Mesechtes? 60. What's Lamed Vav? Shas Bavli is Lamed Vav Mesechtes. And I think this proves that the Oiris of Chanukah really are more about Shas than about Mishnah. Hoida veziva v'yekrosa gavosa v'ge'oino shel Torah shabal peh. That is the Talmud Bavli, and that is Lamed Vav Mesechtes. So there ain't Shishim Neiris Chanukah keneged Shishim Sidra Mishnah. It is Lamed Vav keneged Lamed Vav Mesechtes shebishas. Because the Or HaGonez Shteitn Tanchum Parshas Noach Nignas Betoira La'amele Toira Shabal Peh VeYoyim Avalaylo Shebeschusan Uoyla Moimed. Amal Toira Shabal Peh VeYoyim Avalaylo is not Mishnayis with a Bar Tenura. It's the Shas with the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ran and the Ktzos and the Nesivis. That is Amol Shel Toira Shabal Peh VeYoyim Avalaylo. So there's an amazing Zohar in Parshas Truma. The Zohar says, the Or HaGonez is Nignaz Betoira. So the Zohar says, if the Or HaGonez would be entirely concealed, the world would have no Kiyum. But wherever there's a Talmud Chochim, Ve'ikeman Deluin Betoira Belelio, wherever we find a Melei Torah in the middle of the night, a Keren Or departs from the Or HaGonez and shines upon Amelei Torah Shebal Peh Belayla. And in the schus of that gleam of light, the Olam is Kayim. In the schus of that Keren Or. So the Or HaGonez is Niknas B'Torah. But it also comes to revelation in the Neiris Chanukah. Because Neiris Chanukah have to do with Omel HaTorah. And the Lamed Vav Neiris are keneged Lamed Vav Shoas of the Or HaGonez, but they're also keneged Lamed Vav Mesechtes Shel Talmud Bavli in Omel Torah Shebal Peh. So, as we find them in Hogach Sam Sefer, I think I quoted it last week, Chanukah should be a time of Chizuk HaTorah. And the Chizuk Sefer said something amazing. I don't know where the source is. If any of you find the source, please let me know. So, in Hogach Sam Sefer, it is brought that the Chizuk Sefer said that Soydus HaTorah when is Gala LeMoshe Rabbeinu Mepia Gvura B'Yemei Chanukah. I don't know. I don't think that some Sefer would say that on his own. That's like prophecy. must be a source in Chazal which I'm not aware of. So if anybody finds the source, please let me know. So here also we should be zoiched that the Aragones, Shenignaz Litzadikim Liyosed Lavoi, should be Nezgala. And we should be zoiched to see, Bekor Rabbi Yemeinu, the Kohen Gadol. Meitev Amadlekes Aneres, Bemenoires Amor, Bebinyam Beis Amigdosh, Bemheirov Yomeinu, Amen.